So we're checking in with Jay Duca, the Director of Inspectional Services for the City of Quincy, to get an update on the June 23rd Board of License Commissioners meeting, as the Chair, City Clerk Nikki Crispo, is taking a little downtime. So Jay, appreciate you spending some time with us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. The meetings are still being held virtually, is that right?
Yes, we're happy to host them virtually for now, get things rolling. We're online.
And are the applicants also able to participate virtually through the website?
Yes, they can follow the link to get on by video, or they can call in by phone. And there's a way that they can raise their hand if they wish to speak at the public hearings. Yes.
Okay. I know Nikki is off, but other than that, was it a full complement?
Yes, we had Blythro was sitting in for Joe Jackson, who's the acting fire chief. And other than that, we had a full complement, yes.
Okay, very good. So it was only two items on the agenda, so if you could explain what happened.
So the first agenda, we had Scott Campbell representing North Quincy High School and the Quincy High School, proposing a Salute to Seniors event with some volleyball, softball, baseball, lacrosse. And the events were just to get the seniors together. Somehow, you know, they weren't able to have graduation, as we all know. And it was seemed like a good day and a get-together for everybody involved to try to do something for the seniors alternatively than graduation exercises.
Sure. So that was approved?
That was approved. It was also approved with the alternate dates. The dates they had suggested were July 11th and 10th, which might be a little aggressive with the COVID, with the distancing involved. So that may change. The dates may change, and we're able to be flexible enough to allow that to happen as long as it can be done safely.
Yeah, that's the prime concern, obviously, with anything these days is safety. And I spoke to Scott a little bit about these events just yesterday, actually, and they're hoping for things to happen at the Veteran Stadium, at Patchen Field, the Russell Tennis Courts, I think Mitchell McCoy Stadium as well. So they're hoping folks will come out that weekend and support the seniors.
Yeah, that would be great to have the support, yes.
Absolutely. Okay, and just one other item.
One other item was Atlas Liquors on Adams Street is selling their establishment, and Siobhan Patel family is purchasing it. And it was a transfer of license, basically simple transfer of license for that establishment. So pretty straightforward. Patel family's been around the city for a while. They have some other stores in the city. They're a good operator, so we wish them well.
Okay, so that was approved, I'm guessing, too?
Yes, that was approved, yes.
Very good. Anything else brought up at the meeting that you think is important?
No, there wasn't a whole lot. It was just two items. Really no discussion on any other, anything else on the radar that we talked about. We've been licensing the outdoor seating, outdoor dining. That's been going pretty well. I think about half our restaurants and bars have received permission to do that. So we're happy to see that underway.
Okay. How do you actually regulate that, if you will, Jay? You know, how do you make sure that all the guidelines are being followed?
So we're out there. Our inspectors are out there. Ruth Jones is out there with her staff. And, you know, we're hoping that the restaurant owners will use common sense, stay 6 feet apart, and make sure their patrons are following all the guidelines, social distancing. They're also, the staff of the restaurants are required to wear masks. So I think with some common sense, making sure that they're following the guidelines, I think, you know, everything should work out well.
And of course, Just this week, indoor dining is being allowed. So you're following the same guidelines, I'm assuming?
Yes, same guidelines. No bar seating for now. But, you know, little by little, I think as time goes on, hopefully we'll be able to extend that and become more accustomed. And hopefully, you know, they'll come up with a vaccine soon and we'll get back to the new normal, whenever that is.
Yeah, there's a lot of question marks right now. Not a lot of answers, for sure. So one day at a time, I'm sure, is the way it's being taken. How has your office there at the building inspector's office been dealing with the pandemic?
So we're closed to the public, but we our ability to issue permits online, everything we do now is digital and online. So we've been able to offer full services here at Inspectional Services. Our permits are down a little bit, but we're still issuing plenty of permits. Folks can apply online. They can pay online. Anything they can do at the facility here, they can do online. So we've been able to, our inspectors are out carefully doing inspections with masks and social distancing. We're leaving it up to the inspectors. They're working from the field. They have tablets, so they can pretty much work outside, and we're very flexible in how we operate today. So we're offering a full scope of services, and we're keeping things going. All construction is open in the city, and we're monitoring those sites to make sure that they're following their own guidelines as well.
Curious, with so many folks home, are you seeing increased requests for permits for home projects?
There's been an uptick, I would say, yes, for smaller projects at home, kitchens and baths and decks. We've also seen an uptick, especially with complaints. And we think it's a lot of people are home now and they're noticing different things in the neighborhood. So there's been an uptick in complaints and we've been out in force on that as well. So, yeah.
Okay. I've seen some reports where so many more people are putting pools in their homes because of the pandemic, you know, anticipating staying home more often. First of all, are permits required for swimming pools?
Yes, they are. Okay. It mostly has to do with the location of the pool and whether you have a deck and you know, distance from your neighbor and so forth and so on. But you do need a building permit for a pool, yes.
And have you seen an increase in those in Quincy?
You know, I haven't looked at it, Joe, but we do a fair amount of swimming pool permits. This is the season for it, actually the last 2 months. So I can't really, I don't have that information in front of me, how much more we've done than last year, but I do believe that we've done more this year than last year.
Sure, yeah. People turning their homes into oases or staycations, if you will.
Yes.
Okay, anything else is important, you think, right now, Jay?
No, I would say, you know, anybody needs any services from Inspectional Services, welcome to call. We'll one way or the other, we'll give any service that's needed in the city. We're in full operational mode. So anything you need, just give us a call.
Okay. What's the number there at the office, the good main number?
The main office number is 617-376-1450. If you wish to go online and apply for any type of permit, you can do so by going to the city website and clicking on Inspectional Services, and you can click on the link. That'll take it to our online permitting portal. Yep.
Okay, very good. And is there another license board meeting scheduled for next month? Do you know?
Yes, the next scheduled license board hearing is on July 14th.
Okay, great. Appreciate your time, Jay. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you.
All right, stay healthy and happy 4th of July.
Yes, you too, Joe. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.